Welcome, friends. As you arrive at this moment, take a deep breath in and a slow breath out. Let your body settle, your mind quiet, and your heart become aware of God's presence with you right now. Our theme for January is beginning. We are listening today to a short but powerful verse from Zechariah 4:10, a word that speaks into the places of small starts, fragile hope, and new beginnings. As this scripture is read, turn your thoughts quietly towards the Lord. Ask Him this question: God, as this new year begins, what do you want to say to me about the small things you are starting in my life and ministry? Let us listen now to Zechariah 4:10. Who dares despise the day of small things? Let those words linger for a moment. The day of small things. Where in your life with God does something feel small, unimpressive, or easily overlooked? It might be a habit you are trying to start, a new discipline of prayer, a step toward healthier rhythms, or a fresh beginning in a relationship or ministry. As you rest in silence, you might gently ask, Lord, where am I tempted to despise or dismiss the small beginnings in my life? What are you beginning in me right now, even if it feels hidden or fragile? How do you see these small things? Allow one of these words or phrases from the verse to stay with you. Small things. Beginning. Do not despise. Let it sink in from your mind into your heart. Let us pause for a moment to be silent and to listen to what God is saying to us. We will listen again to this verse, but now with our hearts turned outward. As you hear Zechariah 4:10 again, ask the Holy Spirit to bring to mind one young person in your life, a student, a young leader, someone in your community for whom God is beginning something new. It might not look impressive from the outside. It might be barely noticeable, but God sees and values the day of small things. Let's listen to this verse again. Zechariah 4:10. Who dares despise the day of small things? Let's hold that young person before the Lord now. Let's picture their face. Remember where you last saw them, what they are walking through in their life. How have you seen the smallest signs of God at work in them? In this quiet place, you might ask these questions. Lord, what small thing are you beginning in this young person's life? How are you inviting me to notice, encourage, and bless what you are doing in them? Is there a word of hope, a prayer, a simple act of presence you are calling me to offer? Let us pause for a moment to be silent and to listen to what God is saying. Consider how this word might change your perspective today. When you see small steps, a question asked, a tiny bit of vulnerability, a single choice to come closer to Jesus, ask God to help you celebrate rather than overlook those beginnings. Ask the Lord to help you begin again as well. In prayer, in love, in showing up for young people, trusting that He delights in the day of small things. Invite God to give you one concrete response for today, a conversation to start, a message to send, a prayer to pray, or a simple act of faithfulness in the small things. As we close this time, we end with a prayer of surrender that echoes in the heart of the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer, offering our beginnings, our small things, and our whole selves to God. Let us take this time together to pray. Lord, this year I offer you my beginnings, the small habits, the quiet prayers, the unseen acts of love. I confess how easily I despise or dismiss what seems small. Teach me to see you as you see me. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you, praised for you or criticized for you. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, or let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, you are mine, and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen.